You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. On last week's episode, I sat down with Cody Elaine Oliver, and we chatted all things motherhood and running a business. And she was pregnant with twins at the time, and she has since had those two babies. She had identical twin boys that she carried to 37 weeks. Amazing. And I cannot wait to go visit her and those babies so I can get some of that baby smell. It's just the most amazing thing ever. So today I am going to talk about the truth of pregnancy and postpartum, because so many times I hear mama say, "I didn't know anything about this. Nobody told me about this part. Nobody told me this was going to happen." So today I'm going to talk about some of the things that just do not get talked about in terms of pregnancy and postpartum. I guess maybe they're a little taboo or private and people just don't share, or you get so caught up in like the magic of it all, because there is a level of magic to having children, that you focus on the, "Oh my God, I'm having children," and you know, the baby smell and the snuggles, and this little being is in my life and it shifted everything. Or maybe you're just so lacking in sleep you don't actually remember all of the things that happened, because that is quite possible. But I'm going to talk about some of those things today. So let's just start with pregnancy. And mind you, I'm going to be, of course, talking from my perspective, so I haven't experienced everything, but I want to bring up some things so you don't go through pregnancy or postpartum and think that you're some weird anomaly, because you are not. Crazy things happen to our bodies during pregnancy and postpartum that there's just no explanation for. And I'll even share some of the things that I know other friends have gone through, just so you don't feel alone or don't think that your experience was anything particularly crazy. But in terms of pregnancy, your body is just stretching and changing so much, and there are so many physical things that you go through that you can't know until it actually happens to you. Well, for one thing, like morning sickness, whoever named it morning sickness needs to be punched in the face, because it does not relegate itself to the morning. And actually, for my three pregnancies, it was very different for each pregnancy. Actually, for my second pregnancy with my daughter, I had a bit of, is it called hyperpermesis, where I actually lost weight because I could not keep anything down for the first trimester. I mean, every little smell would trigger nausea. And then it would just, like, I would think I was okay, and then I would eat something that I could normally stomach, and then bam, just everything I ate would just be everywhere. And it was so annoying and draining. And like with my second pregnancy, the smell of store-bought bread would send me almost into convulsions. Like, it had to be out of the house. With my first pregnancy, it was the smell of this certain leather binder that was in our bedroom that, like, had to be removed from the house. Just the oddest things would set off my nausea. Whereas with the first one, I pretty much had it until about 2 in the afternoon, and then I could manage to, like, get down some crackers, and I could always manage to eat, and I only felt nauseous. I never actually threw up which sometimes I would wish I would just throw up just so I could get rid of the feeling. But that's one of those torturous things that no one tells you about. And if you did not experience it, you're very, very, very lucky. But I've known women who have experienced it their entire pregnancy, people that have been hospitalized for it. It is God awful, especially if you like to eat and like you can't eat anything. And they say the trick is to eat ahead of time to beat the nausea. But when the thought of food makes you sick, that's really, really hard to accomplish. Then not to mention all the random pains that you're having, like the sharp pains from your abdomen muscles stretching. Ooh, that was the most painful with my first, when I actually had some form of abs going on. Oh, we're just going to reminisce on the abs I used to have at one point in my life. Now they're just kind of flabs and skin, but they're under there somewhere. One day we'll find them again. And then like the pelvic pain that you can experience because your hips are spreading and the ligaments are super loose, which was a huge problem for me because from dancing for years, I had looser ligaments anyway. And so by the second pregnancy, if I simply just got up too fast, like my hips would give out on me and it hurt. Like it just hurt. Like my hips felt like someone was pulling them apart with like a stretching machine. And when I would stand up, like they had let it all go and it had all snapped back into place. It was no joke. But all the things like you just cannot know about. There's pregnancy headaches. There's skin issues that come up, poop issues, constipation. And then that third trimester cold that you get that just stays with you and you are forever stuffy and feeling like a floating head. All these little things nobody tells you about that come up. And you don't know until you get them. And then you don't want to ask people because it's kind of personal and TMI if you walk around going, hey, did you get postpartum? Did you have diarrhea when you were pregnant? Or did you have rashes in weird places? Did the smell of your vagina change? Like, these are things that happen that you can't just ask random people because it's TMI and it's personal. But you're sitting there going, how is this happening and what is happening? And am I the only one? You are not. We just don't want to share because it's embarrassing. Like before pregnancy, I don't remember which one because they all just kind of run together. I switched over to natural deodorant. And let me tell you, that was not going to work through my pregnancy. I had to go back to the good old degree stuff to keep that under wraps because the smells of my body completely changed. And it's just private information that you would seem really odd sharing if you just randomly asked another pregnant lady if they're experiencing the same thing. But crazy stuff like that happens. Oh, there's a book that I just love. Melissa McCarthy. What's the crazy one that used to be an MTV VJ? Anyway, I will share the link in the podcast notes. Jenny McCarthy, that's her name. I read her book. I can't remember if it was my first pregnancy or my second pregnancy. Hilarious. And she is so open in sharing about all the things that she went through during her pregnancy, including having to go to a doctor that specializes in looking at her poop, and they had to extract her poop to find out what was going on because she was so constipated. The book is hilarious and very, very open about the things that she went through pregnancy and postpartum. Now, you get through the pregnancy and you have this baby, and nobody tells you about the horrific things that happen to your body after you have a baby. I'm just going to share, I didn't know anything, especially on my first pregnancy. Honey, I went in there with my bag packed with pre-pregnancy jeans. Okay? This is how much I did not know, because nobody remembers to mention that. I did have a pair of leggings and I had a pair of pre-pregnancy jeans. You take a guess which ones I ended up going home in. Because I thought, oh, you have the baby and all that weight that you gained will just come out right along with the baby. No. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll have a little round belly, little pooch. I was still pregnant when I left that place, looking like I was still pregnant. And that was like, oh, see, nobody told me this. Nobody told me to bring leggings that can reach up over your belly button so you can get over the pooch, or that if you have to have a C-section, you need to have things that can get up over your scar and don't hit you right where your scar is. Nobody warns you about that kind of stuff. Or the blood bath that is exiting your body once you have a baby. All these little cute pictures that people post postpartum, like Beyonce with her new twins. Nobody tells you they're still bleeding. When Princess Kate or whatever her name comes out of the hospital looking all fabulous and refreshed. Honey, she has on a pad that goes from her belly button to her backside in those pictures. I don't even know how she's standing up and walking and smiling, but I guess that's part of what she has to do. But you are bleeding for weeks after that. And the boobs blowing up and the squishy, mushy belly that you have, not to mention if you tear while giving birth. And can we talk about the postpartum poop? The worst thing ever. I would even go so far as to say the postpartum poop is worse than actually giving birth. I don't know, ladies. Am I exaggerating? For me, it was that horrible, because I think a lot of us probably get put on iron after giving birth, or nevertheless, you get constipated. And then if you have torn at all, which many women do, you have some stitches down there. And after a day or so, you have to go poop. And oh my God, it feels like you are crapping out glass. It is the worst feeling. And nobody told me you could take stool softeners. Nobody told me that. Did you know that, ladies? You could take stool softeners so that that is not as traumatic an experience as it can be. Yes, not until my third pregnancy did I realize my OBGYN could prescribe me stool softeners. And that did not have to be a horrendous scene that it was for my first two pregnancies. That postpartum poop is no joke. I'm just going to share that because it's the truth and nobody wants to talk about it. And it is what it is. Now, all these things can be laughed about looking back on it, and oh, you share with your girlfriends all the disgusting things that happened or that you weren't expecting, the painful boobs, the bleeding nipples, and even things like, I had a friend whose face became paralyzed, and so half of her face was droopy. I don't recall the exact name of what it was, but it was related to pregnancy. I've had friends break out in horrendous skin rashes due to pregnancy. Jenna Kutcher, the gold digger, I cannot remember what she is. She has, if you look on Gold Digger, G-O-A-L, Digger, on Instagram, she has a website. I think it's JennaKutcher.com. She has the condition where her skin is all splotchy and different colors due to her pregnancy. And I can't recall the name of it, but just your body is going through so much and so many changes and so many hormones and just so many ridiculous things that there's just no controlling or no telling what you may be experiencing. And then once you have this baby, all these hormones are released and you have this idea of, you know, oh my God, you're going to be feeling so amazing. And this baby is so amazing. And not everyone gets that feeling. Some people immediately get postpartum depression and there's just no connection with their child. And some people don't experience it till later. It's not something that's openly discussed. And then you go to your 6-week postpartum appointment and really is just about seeing if your vagina has recovered or your stitching from your C-section is doing okay, if you're having any physical issues. It's not really a moment where you get to check in mentally unless you have a really amazing OBGYN that is really looking for it. I think that's why I personally prefer a woman that has been through it. Not to say that that makes her anything, a better doctor or anything, but I personally wanted a woman who had actually been through pregnancy herself so that she could understand maybe what I was experiencing or even know prior to me knowing what was going on. And so many things can happen with all those hormones flying through your body. You can get anxiety disorders. You can get postpartum depression. So many things happen and we don't say anything because we think we're not normal, and it's much more normal than so many women think it is. And so we hide the feelings we're having. We hide the doubts that we're having. Like, for instance, I had some level of anxiety. It wasn't debilitating in any way, and I've spoken to other mothers that have experienced this, like having the most ridiculous fears about what could happen to your child. I have this ridiculous fear of my child falling over banisters or stairs, things like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's no logical reason why I have this fear, but I still have it to this day. My child is almost 2, and I walk on the opposite side of the hallway from the banisters because I don't know if my child is going to do the layout, the toddler layout, and go flying over the stairs. I don't know where I get this from, but it's not abnormal. Like, a lot of women have crazy fears, and it's actually like a postpartum thing where you get anxiety, and it can get to the point where it is actually debilitating for some people. And then there's postpartum depression, which can be absolutely debilitating. And the thing about it that is so hard is you don't have an explanation for why you feel the way you feel. And then it makes you feel like a bad person because you are having this sadness or this anger or however the postpartum depression is coming up for you. And you just want to be enjoying that child, that baby. But your brain chemistry is actually off. And a lot of times it gets overlooked, even by moms that are experiencing it, because we think there's something wrong with us. So as opposed to saying something because we don't want to be judged, a lot of women carry it as a secret and something that they think will go away or be fixed. And hey, you guys, you know, this is my thing. Talk about these things, because At the end of the day, you're going to find out you are not alone. You are not experiencing these things as some anomaly that has only happened to you. There is another mother that has experienced some of the things that you may be going through. So share, even if it's just with a girlfriend. It may not have happened to her, but it may have happened to somebody else that she knows and she can connect you to. But so many times we hear about women, you know, that have suffered in some way and they didn't share. And there's this shame attached to it. And so they suffer in silence. And they spent the whole first year of their child's life suffering in silence. It happens to more people than you think. Or I developed anxiety out of nowhere and I didn't even know what it was. And I think I've spoken about this before. I seriously thought that I had like a heart condition because I didn't know. And you're so busy getting through the day that you don't prioritize your own health. And it took a visit to a doctor that actually treated me like crap, to realize that it was anxiety, which I didn't even think that that was going on. I just thought something was wrong with me. Again, we always go to, it's us, something's wrong with us, when you could be getting help. But there's just so many things that happen in postpartum, and heck, I'm almost 2 years out and I'm still looking at my body as a postpartum body because it's after birth with all these stretch marks and the way that my stomach is wrinkling up now and not really bouncing back to what it used to be. It never will. I just have to accept that. And can we talk about our changing bodies and needing to adjust to this new body? I don't care how thin you are or how big you were or how shapely or how many muscles you had. Pregnancy is going to change your body in some form or fashion. Others will experience it more. Some will experience it less. But your body will never be the same. And that is not easy to accept. It is not. I have spoken about this in other arenas, but I don't necessarily like all of the changes that have happened to my body. My stomach area, one boob is smaller than the other because I got the one super breastfeeding boob that every one of my children preferred. It's just changes happen. Your body stretched and housed a human for 10 months. Yes, it's actually 10 months and not 9 months, in case you didn't know that part. And so naturally, there's going to be some changes. I'm grabbing my belly with my entire hand because there's a lot more there than just what is only pinchable with two fingers. I wish that would go away, but I also have to accept this new body and thank it for what it has done and is doing every day for me. And I'm still breastfeeding my child. And the fact that my body can do that is amazing in and of itself. But that doesn't mean I don't struggle with body issues and seeing myself in the mirror and seeing this different body. And you know, some people may look at my Instagram and think, oh my God, she looks amazing. I don't even know what she's talking about. She's in great shape. You're talking to someone who has consistently been a size 6 most of my life, adult life, and a smooth tummy, muscular legs. That's not what I see anymore. But that doesn't mean I don't love myself. I still love myself. I just don't like everything that I see. But we are dealing with all these transitions and all these changes, and some things are controllable and some things are not controllable. And I just want to encourage people to know you are not alone. I can't say that enough. know that the mom that looks amazing in her jeans, she just figured out the jeans that fit her that made her look amazing. The little skinny mini size 2 lady may have the saggiest, most stretch mark filled belly you have ever seen. But because she's a size 2, she can put some clothes on and cover it up. And you may think that there's nothing wrong under there, and she's struggling with seeing herself naked. So not only open up and share, but don't judge. Don't look at other mothers, you know, from the exterior and make assumptions about their bodies or what they've been through in their pregnancies. The people that may be appearing the happiest may be the ones that are the most depressed. So I'm just encouraging you to be real and be honest and to know that there are other women out there experiencing the changes that you have experienced with birth and postpartum. And any crazy, nasty, biological thing that you are going through is some form of normal, because your body grew and birthed a human. And if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is. And your body is going to experience changes from that. You know, I would love to hear from you guys. What kind of changes or physical things did you experience in birth and postpartum and everything that comes along with it? So you can tweet me at the Mom Forum, and you can also message me on Instagram at the Mom Forum or at My Life is a Beach and share with me what you went through. Always hashtag it the Mom Forum podcast, because the more we share, the less shame there is attached to it, and the more someone else will know they are not alone. So share with your villages, bring people in, and hey, maybe you're not comfortable with sharing like I am. Go to people like that, or talk to your best friend. But know, all of us have been through some changes with our body, and we are all trying to figure it out. We are all trying to love this new body that we are in with having babies, no matter what size or shape we are. We all in the same boat. All right, mamas, I love you guys. I want you to know that you are amazing. You're an amazing mama that used your body to birth a person. And if you did not birth the person, you use your body to nurture and care for a person, a human. You are raising a human. That makes you amazing. And I hope that you know that and acknowledge that on a daily basis, even when you feel like the ultimate mom fail. All right. Have a great day. Love on those babies. And I will see you next week on the Mom Forum podcast. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.